What up, y'all? It's Nicki Minaj, and you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, because that is my baby, and she is pretty, and that is a bob.
Are you okay with your home being monitored? Not the outside, the inside. Are you good with you moving around your home, and somebody is watching a camera while you do it? Call or text us now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, and the number is 877-730-DCS1. Obviously, if I want you to call or text, I got to give you that. Automatic wanted to get a pet camera for our cat, Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan.
Called the Furbo.
Those are the ones where you can talk to the cat?
Yep.
Zooms cat talks in on to the you. Cat, yeah, does all the stuff.
That. Cool. It's supposed to be used when we leave. We have an automatic feeder. We have all these things, fancy things for the cat. Never in my life did I even know these things existed. Now the camera's just on and I am uncomfortable.
Automatic. You're the one who bought it.
You said, get this camera and I can leave the cat for a couple of days. So I did. And now it just stays on all the time. And when I'm in the living room, I don't even want to do what I normally do. I like to pop zits every once in a while.
You feel like you're being watched constantly.
All the time. Otto's in the studio working or something, and I'm like trying to relax. Sometimes,
I'm the only person that has the feed to the camera. You think that I'm going to sit there and watch you?
I don't know. I just know that.
You're kind of lurky.
You are lurky.
I'm lurky.
Dude, you look at everyone's text screens. Didn't we just do the thing where you turn the lights off and on your daughter on the Ring camera? Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little lurky. Yeah.
You're lurky. He scared our daughter. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I used to have this one neighbor that he literally got cameras and he pointed them at my parents' house. And he would watch us in our backyard. He would try to look in the windows. That was lurky. That was a whole other level. That's violating.
That was a neighbor war.
Yeah.
This, to me, just doesn't make sense.
Dan, do you think Automatic will stream you popping your zits?
Or you think somebody's going to, like, hack the camera and see you?
Maybe. I've heard that that happens.
It could happen.
Don't ever do anything embarrassing ever again in your life.
I can't do that.
It's the Truman Show, and you're on it.
No. Aren't there certain things you like to do when you're alone? When nobody's watching?
Now that you're saying that, I really kind of, like...
I'm telling you, turn your camera off. Unless we're gone.
I don't have any speakable electronics, no Alexa, except I have Siri on my phone, but I don't have any Alexa in my apartment or any kind of Ring cameras, too. And then my one friend, she has, like, Alexa set up in every different part of her house. I think that's a little odd to me.
Oh, you mean, like, Alexa, turn the lights on. Mm-hmm. Alexa, listen to the Dana Cortez Show. Like, things like that, right?
Yeah, it's everything, though. Everything. It's just a new beginning. And I feel like talking to electronics and all the cameras on us, too, it's just we're just living in a new world.
I have a question. Anthony, you might be able to know. Automatic, you might know too, but since you used to work for Apple, is it true that Mark Zuckerberg used to put a piece of tape over his camera and his speaker on his computer because the devices are always listening? Is that true or is that just a false meme?
I don't know what Zuckerberg... Zuckerberg worked for Facebook.
Oh!
Got your companies mixed up, Dana.
Anyway!
I don't know what they do at Meta.
He worked for Steve Jobs.
Okay. You remember what I'm talking about. Have you seen that meme?
I do remember seeing that meme and hearing that rumor that he puts tape over all of his cameras facing him. I mean, hey, eventually everything could get hacked.
I do feel like things are listening to me all the time. Our Alexa sometimes... an automatic and are in a loving mood. I'm like, I don't know. This thing seems like it's paying attention to me. I unplug it. Call me crazy.
It changes the moods and the lights.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We have Farm Workers Appreciation Day.
Let's go with that. Remember that everything you eat, even that fast food, has been processed, picked, or packed by somebody usually who is either here on a visa working or sometimes even undocumented. So let's appreciate the people who feed us. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have free Dana Cortez Show merch we want you to win. It could be a hoodie. It could be a t-shirt. It's your choice. We're playing Who's Lying? Call now, 877-730-DCS1. Okay, so we have our contestant on the line. Is her name Lindsay? Yes, Lindsay. Hi, good morning, Lindsay. Are you ready to play, girl?
Yes, I'm ready.
I am so excited for you. I want you to win so badly. The reason we play Who's Lying, Lindsay, let's be real. We want to be your new favorite morning show here. So myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Here's the catch. Somebody will be telling a lie. If you identify correctly the person who's lying, you win the free hoodie or t-shirt, the Dana Cortez Show merch. So here we go. I'll go first. So, Lindsay, I want to tell you a little bit about my father-in-law. This is DJ Automatic's dad. He has passed, but he was such a great man, and he was so cool with me. But, you know, he kind of questioned me and Automatic getting together at first because I had been married before and I had two kids. But after a while, he was super supportive of us. He was encouraging. He was just a loving man. The only bad thing he ever did to me was he stole my Fleetwood Mac CD, and he never returned it.
DJ Automatic here. My father-in-law, Dana's stepdad, our relationship is a little different. It's more rooted in respect than actually having anything in common because he's an oil field, Harley riding, semi-truck driving, barbecue champion.
Ooh.
So we don't have a lot in common, but we do have love and respect for each other, except for when it comes to the Cowboys.
That's all the time, except for football. The Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, what up? Anthony A. And my father-in-law and I, actually, we have a tight bromance. I help coach the baseball team. I'm a third base coach, and he's the head coach. But come football season for my son's team, I'm the head coach, and he's the assistant coach. So it's a fun little sports bromance that we have that's helped my marriage for years.
Lindsay, one of us in the studio is telling a big fat lie. You guessed correctly. You win the free merch. Who's lying?
And that's tough. I'm going to guess Automatic.
Lindsay, gotcha. It was Anthony who was lying.
Anthony is not married.
Yeah, I'm not married.
He has no kids either.
Oh,
no.
That's right. I do remember that now. I didn't even think about that.
Lindsay, I have to ask you.
Yes. Right.
Are you married?
Going on dates.
Yes, he goes on dates all the time. Okay.
Dang it.
You're married. The family you inherited, do you get along with them very well?
I do get along with them pretty well, yes. And unfortunately, my mother-in-law's passed away.
As
my father-in-law, too. So, yeah.
Oh, Lindsay, well, I'm glad, though, that you got along with them. Because it can be, you know.
It can go the other way.
It can be. It's a coin toss. It really is.
I agree.
Lindsay, thank you so much for playing. I really appreciate you listening. We are excited. And hopefully you'll be able to play another time. Thank you so much. We love you.
Absolutely. Woo! Thank y'all so much. Love you guys. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This story is like a miracle. This man's dog saved his life.
Whoa.
Such a crazy story. Okay, so it's Jacob Schmidt, and he's driving on a mountain in Utah. He lost control of his truck, and he was thrown down a cliff.
Oh.
His foot, his knee, and his hip all messed up. In fact, I think his ankle was just dangling. It wasn't attached to the bone anymore, you know, when you sever it like that. So it's just a skin holding on to it. No, so here he is talking to Inside Edition on how it all happened.
When I tried to lift my leg up, I couldn't see my foot beyond my leg because it was dangling and it was so badly broken.
Here comes the miracle. Buddy the dog. He helps this man to safety. So they're on the bottom of a cliff, and I guess the dog wasn't even injured.
Somehow, miraculously, he got out without a scratch. I mean, literally not a scratch.
Buddy had some kind of special light collar on. It had like a laser and almost like a flashlight on his collar. So he lit up the road so his owner could crawl to safety.
Oh.
And he never left Jacob's side. Poor Buddy, the dog.
Sit down with his light and I could see a point, you know, that I could crawl to, and I would get all the way to him. And then he would just keep going and he would sit down again. He kicked in, you know, this kind of mode where he won't leave my side. I would half pass out, half fall asleep sometimes, and he would lay right next to me and sit almost on me and kind of nudge me.
And Buddy the dog did that for 11 hours.
Oh,
11 hours!
Wow.
Until Jacob was able to finally see lights ahead of him, and he saw a restaurant, and that's where, you know, he crawled. He kept crawling, and this waitress obviously noticed him and was freaking out herself.
He was like, can you call 911? Can you call 911? And right away, like, my heart dropped, and he obviously is in pain.
Okay, authorities get there. Jacob's taken to the hospital. Firefighters take the dog, and everybody is okay.
Aww.
And Jacob was asked by Inside Edition, do you think your dog saved your life? And this is what he said.
Oh, God, yeah. It's pretty obvious that he was just, like, guiding me out of there.
I feel like crying, knowing that an animal loves
that
another
really is his
human,
best friend.
That's his best friend.
Our dogs would have left us. We got two huskies. They would have been like, oh, an open door? Go for it. Go, let's run.
They would have smelled the restaurant, ran over there, never called a soul.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How about taking a college course in Kendrick Lamar?
Ooh.
It could happen. It could happen. Let me explain everything after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Haley Kaylee celebrating her birthday, Nessa Barrett, and NBA great David Robinson celebrating his birthday as well.
Salute to the Admiral.
Woo. All right, so now at Temple University in Philadelphia beginning this fall, you can take a class that is studying the lyrics of West Coast MC Kendrick Lamar. The professor says that you're signing up for Kendrick Lamar and the morale of Mad City, which means getting a better understanding of Black life told through Kendrick's perspective while exploring how the place he grew up in impacted his views.
He won the Peabody Award, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pulitzer.
He's won the Pulitzer. Like he Pulitzer deserves Prize, to be studied not just as a music artist, but as like a prolific. I mean, I don't want to say
he's
prophet.
A great writer.
Yeah, great writer. He's like one of the best writers we've had in my.
I don't know that there's life. Another artist, like current artist, that we could use for a class like this.
So we're kind of stumped on this. Do can you think of a current artist?
I mean, Jay-Z maybe, but beyond that.
And that's old music.
Like, yeah, that's what I was trying to think of somebody who's hot today.
So can you think of somebody who's hot today that you think lyrically should and could be studied in a college? 877-730-DCS1, call or text. Maybe we talk about this another day. Because you mentioned off mic, Otto, Bob Marley. You're right.
Yeah, maybe Taylor Swift?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Taylor Swift is talking about relationships.
I promise I'm not saying this just for like trolling purposes, but you could get a marketing class from Drake. You could really learn how to go from...
I was like, Drake ain't signed up for this Temple class.
Imagine pop quiz is just a write your own Drake diss. But no. I think Drake needs to be studied about how he turned a Nickelodeon acting career into becoming, you know, the hottest rapper in the world. I think that's worth learning about. And if anything, it's about branding. And I think Drake deserves to have his own class.
I saw this interview with him this week where it was 2007 and he had just got his video for Replacement Girl on BET and he was the first Canadian rapper without a record deal to be on BET, and they're asking him about it. He said, I think it's a big deal, but it's nothing I'm going to live on. He's like, I got so much more to accomplish. And I think that's what set him up to be who he is today, is he was never satisfied.
It was always the next step. Damn. Well, you've just completed the Drake College course here on the Dana Cortez Show.
I can teach the course.
So, no, I think Drake is one of them. I mean, because...
Yeah,
no,
I
really
lyrical
do.
Lyrical content, but yeah, for what he's done. No,
sometimes lyrical content, not like Kendrick.
No.
But I can listen to Drake, and there's times that I'm like, oh my God, I feel it a certain type of way, especially when he talks about his mother, when he talks about women and relationships. Kendrick, to a certain extent, but honestly, call me whatever, say that's so cliche. Nobody since Tupac has done what Pac did. It's just like, when I listen to his lyrics today.
And I think that's what Kendrick's influence is, and that's what he's trying to, not emulate, but that's who he was influenced by.
Yeah, because he said his mama listened to Tupac. All right, so call us with your thoughts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian's son, St. West, lost a tooth. And how much money did the Tooth Fairy give him? Before I tell you what the Tooth Fairy gave St. West, we posted this on our Facebook page. We asked the question, what's the most money that you've ever received from the Tooth Fairy? There were so many different comments, 50 cents, $10, $5. But the woman who wrote 100, I said,
we got to get her on the phone.
We have to get her on the phone. So before I reveal how much money Kim Kardashian's son got for his tooth, Miss Pollock, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What is the most money you've ever received? And what's the most money your kids have ever received from the Tooth Fairy?
Me growing up, I only got like a dollar or two for my teeth. But when I had my two daughters, I would give them $100 per tooth.
The Tooth Fairy gave them $100 per tooth?
What?
Paula.
Yes.
Do you live in a rich neighborhood? Like, tell me what's going on here?
How do we get a hold of this Tooth Fairy? Because my Tooth Fairy used to leave me a quarter.
Like, when she said a dollar or two, I said, wait, you got a bill? Girl, not me. I remember one year I got like 40 cents. I said, we couldn't put a dime in there at least? Made it, you know, round it up to 50? Paula, what would make the Tooth Fairy leave your children $100 per tooth?
Savings.
So would you take that money and put it in savings, or would you let them spend it on whatever they wanted?
as they were growing up, I let them spend it on things that they wanted.
Oh.
But other than that, I put it aside for them as they were growing up.
Oh,
they're 12 and 13 right now.
Okay. All right. Does the tooth fairy still bring them money for their teeth? Or no, they're done.
No,
the teeth
they
fell
lost
out.
Their
yeah.
No.
They're losing teeth now. That's a whole other thing.
I forgot.
Well, like, I would be pulling teeth if it's $100 a pop. Yeah, tooth fairy.
Mom,
that was the deal. The tooth fairy wouldn't give them the $100 if they pulled their tooth out. It had to fall out on the phone.
Paula's like, don't you dare. I'll go broke. Thank you so much for listening, Paula. We love you. Thank you so much. It means so much
Thank
to me.
You.
Love you, girl.
You
okay, bye.
Bye.
So now I said I would reveal what Kim Kardashian's son, Saint West, got from the tooth fairy. Now, remember, Kim K's worth a lot of money, so I'm wondering what kind of
her
neighborhood.
Tooth fairy probably has.
That's what I thought.
Tooth fairy is worth $1.7 billion.
That's what I heard, too. So anyway, St. West loses a tooth, and she shows a picture of him turning the pillow over, and he has a $2 bill.
Oh.
Which I love. He has a $20 Roblox card, which is amazing, and some glitter. Oh!
I would have been highly disappointed, but like, my tooth fairy should have left me at least a $1,000 bill.
Otto, that is
their net worth is $1.7 billion.
But the tooth fairy is not worth $1.7 billion. The tooth fairy's got a lot of kids to visit. That's
from
not-
that last caller to this, it seems like there's a lot of association with what the family's worth.
What's the most money you ever got under your pillow, Automatic?
A quarter, I said.
One quarter?
Times are tough, I guess.
Damn, yeah, dude.
The net worth of my...
your neighborhood was not up to par.
Well, not in the billions. I don't even think it was in the thousands.
Anthony, what's the most you ever got?
I think it was between like $5 to $10 or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But then, my brother one time, he got $20 from the tooth fairy.
You know, and you was jealous.
That caused a little bit of a ruffle in the household.
Was that a little ruckus?
Yeah, the one thing the tooth fairy does is sometimes she plays favorites when you have siblings, and it is what it is.
Did he have better teeth than you or something?
No, he had actually worse teeth, but I think she wanted to encourage him a little bit.
You know what it was? He had them hazel eyes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of people right now worried about back to school costs. 68% of the country very concerned about the cost of groceries. So Automatic has some deets in food news on how we can save some money. I can't wait. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hello, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, aka Past Due Amount.
Okay, so Mr. Beast just unveiled YouTube play buttons, an entire collection. He is the first content creator on YouTube to surpass 400 million subscribers on the platform.
Dang.
Not views, not watchers, not 400 million people that subscribe to watch this man's content. And he gives away a lot of his donations, like 98% or something.
Yeah, he does a lot of philanthropy through his platform.
Yes.
Which is really cool, too. And he's also ventured off into like a lot of different products as well. So I know
I had
chocolate.
The chocolate bar the other day.
It was good.
Was it good, Automatic?
It was good. Yeah, I mean, was it the best chocolate bar I've ever had? No, but it was definitely decent.
I love the way that we're married and you had it and I didn't even get a bite. But anyway.
You weren't with me.
Save me a bite. I will always save you to get a taste of something new. Now, what do you have for food news?
Instacart is launching a back-to-school hub. Mm. So the Instacart is going to basically help you out with your parenting.
Oh, that's so good.
We need that
right now. Yeah, so they're going to have all kinds of deals on back-to-school supplies. They're going to have 20% off on them.
Gosh.
And then if you order on certain days, you're going to get free stuff. So if you order on August 11th, you get a free box of Cheerios. August 12th, you get some Danimals, and so on and so forth.
Well, you know what? Just hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and will you share that article with me? I don't know. I'll share it with our listeners. This is a really big deal. I talked about the whole just stress of buying groceries. Being able to save 20% to go back to school at Dollar Tree or at the Container Store, and even Ulta Beauty, ladies. You don't even have to have kids, okay? Save yourself a little money. Hit me up.
I have a little hack that comes with a little, precaution is I just signed up through PayPal. I signed up for Uber Eats. It gave me 5 free months. That there gave me 40% off my first Uber Eats grocery store.
Wow.
Delivery too. So be cautious. Make sure to, like, if you sign up for that little program, discontinue it before it
I was going
to
say, at the 5 month mark, yeah, set your alarm. Cancel the day before.
Like, I remember I got my groceries. I was like, oh, this is the cheapest I've spent in a long time.
These little hacks help.
It was cheap until I accidentally ordered all that banana pudding.
That's a whole show. Yeah. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony. All right,
let's go ahead and start with National Root Beer Float Day.
Okay.
Originally known as a black cow, it was created in Colorado in 1893 to symbolize the mountaintops in Colorado.
When I was a little kid, we used to go to A&W. My mom and dad would take me, and I loved it.
What's A&W?
A&W Root Beer. They had a store, and we would
play. Really? Oh, I thought that was good.
It was one of those ones that you drove into, and they came to the car to bring you your food.
This is going
to
be some, like, crazy millennial core, but Long John Silver's ain't been the same since A&W.
Thank you very much.
All right, since, yeah, A&W and Long John's, that was
a match made in heaven.
Man, talk about when
I miss those crumbs. I miss those crumbs. All right, what else we got, Aaron?
And we also have National Gossip Day, which I think needs to be honored here inside the Dana Cortez.
We do every day.
And we'll wrap it up on the people serving this country and making sure we all get the vegetables and fruit we need. It is Farm Worker Appreciation.
Oh, thank you so much. And by the way, you know, when we're talking about farm workers right there, they pack, they process and pick 90% of everything we put into our mouths, our families. Thank them. Thank them every single day, whether they have documents or are undocumented. If it wasn't for them, we'd be pretty darn hungry. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.